Susan, it seems like you have been going nonstop, and Golftini is just taking off. And every time I try to look online for what's currently out, I already see what's coming in 6 months. You're ahead of the game.
I'm trying to be. It's been a wild ride. COVID, we were busy. We worked every single day. When people were home, I wasn't home. I was packing boxes. But it feels great to be back at a show and see all these faces I haven't seen in 3 years and show the new designs and my new team. And like, we've grown, so the team's grown. So a lot of the people here with me today have never done a show. So that was exciting to gear them up and get them ready for exhausting days and nights of being on and just showing who we are as a brand. And I'm proud of everyone that's here and everything they've done to make it look effortless, because it's not. But it's good.
Well, with everything that's going on with the company, you are still there, I understand, basically still designing all of these new lines of clothes.
Yes. In fact, someone said to me today, when is 24 coming out? And I'm like, oh my God, I need a minute. But 24, you know, I'll be working on that next week.
Styles are always changing, and I'm sure you're trying to keep pace or get ahead of what's changing. What have you had to work hardest on? I mean, have certain colors now become more popular, things like that?
We always have our base colors every single year, and then we pop in fashion colors. So I just pay attention to what's going on in the fashion world, not really the golf world, and it just seems to work out that way. So I'm designing every single minute of every day. I can't look at anything without thinking, oh, that would be a cute something. So that's kind of how I design, by just looking and trending.
And seeing what the ladies are wearing at the club and what colors seem to stand out for women golfers.
Yeah, the biggest thing that changed, I would say, in the last couple of years is the length of sports. So in the last 2 years, I now offer every skirt in two different lengths, where before you could only get one pattern in a short length and a different one in a longer length. And people are wearing shorter. They're becoming more fit, and more people are golfing, and we're crossing into pickleball and tennis. And, you know, the lady wants to put her outfit on and do everything she wants to do. So we're just paying attention to that. But I would say that's the biggest thing. Like, clubs are loosening their restrictions, where it used to have to be a certain length. That's gone by the wayside. So, but, you know, keeping it classy, and that's really kind of what we do. We just have a fun twist with our colors and patterns.
Well, you have designed so many things with so many really cool patterns and colors. I know we talked about this last time, and I said, when is Golftini for Men coming out? And you said, can't talk about it yet, but hopefully soon. Have you made any progress on that front?
So we did do 3 shirts for men, the Ryan, the Keegan, the Parker. Those are my son's names. So they each have one. They're all wearing one today. That was just a test, and we learned a lot from it. We would have to really go deep into the line to do it. But we have some plans for 24, but I can't talk about it. Because I can't talk about it, because if I commit, then I'm in. So I'm not committing, but I am happy where Golftini is going right now for women, and crossing into other sports, which is really fun.
Well, one place Golftini went is into Chicago. So you moved into a bigger space, and how handy has that become as your company continues to grow?
It's fantastic. In the past, like, we're all here. We have someone shipping today. Before, we didn't have enough people that, like, shipping would come and sell at the booth. So they're shipping, so things are running without us there smoothly. I moved closer to my warehouse, so I walk to work, which is just a treat. I mean, it's cold in Chicago, but it is a treat. I love walking, and I, you know, feel fresh when I get there. And I have an incredible team that I've built, and they care, and I'm really proud of that.
So the Chicago move has been a good one, and I know from people I talk to that do business with you, they all talk about how fast you are shipping things out. They go, God, we ordered from Susan, and we got the stuff like the next day. And for people who just can't wait for the new purchase, it seems like you're doing a great job of keeping them happy.
You know what? We've always done that since day one. We ship it the same day. It was the mindset of a dollar goes out, a dollar comes in, and we needed that. So, you know, we kind of just kept to that, and we realized that other people don't do it. So we just keep doing it. But no, it's all good.
So, Susan, tell people if they don't find Golftini in their local club, how can they get it online and things like that?
Thank you. They can go to golftiniware.com and find it there. And local shops and boutiques, there's a finder on our website. You can see what's near you if you need to try something on. So, yeah, you can shop online or shop in a store.